If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 688. How to do a perfect dip, no tobacco required, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of my commentary at the end. It's the middle of the week, so you know what that means. It's time for a little inspiration. Quote, enjoy the little things. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. Robert Brault. Oh, hey, and really quickly, before we get started, don't forget that if you're part of our weekly newsletter, which you can join at oldpodcast.com, you'll be in raffles to win books from us. It's free, you'll get some life tips, some quotes, and lots more from us, and it's a great way to show your support. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end, but for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to do a perfect dip, no tobacco required, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. So you're looking to build up your muscles, and you've learned how great it is to train with compound exercises. Rather than isolate your chest for 5 exercises, your shoulders for 5 exercises, and triceps for 5 exercises, why not pick a few that work all 3 at the same time? One such exercise is the dip. Now, a bodyweight dip requires you to have a pretty good base level of strength throughout your body, because you're going to be lifting up your whole body up and down. Yeah, the dips I'm talking about require you to grab 2 parallel bars, hoist yourself up, and then lower your entire body by bending your elbows. I don't recommend the dips where you put your feet up on something in front of you, because it puts your arms and shoulders in a really weird angle, and you're just asking for injury. So today's exercise is just the dips where you're supporting your whole body weight below you. Okay, so here's what you do. First of all, make sure you can do a dip. Don't hop up there and then lower yourself unless you're fairly confident you can get through at least one of these things. We can't have you tearing any muscles or falling on somebody because that would suck. Next, grab the parallel bars and hoist yourself up. At this point, look straight ahead and contract your stomach muscles, just like you do when you do squats and deadlifts. If you're keeping your abs tight for all of these exercises, you'll never have to do a crunch again, and you'll still have washboard abs. Then, if you like, cross your legs and bend your knees so your feet are out behind you. This helps with stability, but keep your head up and look straight ahead. Then, keeping your elbows at your side, lower yourself until your triceps are parallel to the floor. A lot of websites will recommend you go past parallel, but I think this puts too much strain on your shoulders and it puts them at a weird angle and can cause injury and discomfort. I only go down to parallel and haven't had any issues, so I'd recommend the same. Once you hit parallel, explode back up until just before you're able to lock out your elbows. By not locking your elbows, you keep the tension in your muscles and won't mess up your joints. Now, do another one, and then another. Those are dips. Don't forget to keep your elbows as tight as possible, keep your abs tight as well, and keep your body in balance as you go up and down. Some extra tips. 1, don't swing. And this goes for practically every exercise. If you start swinging your body as you go up and down, you take the emphasis off the muscles you're actually trying to work. 2, don't go down past parallel. This again is a point of controversy with some, but for me, I'd rather not risk it. A few months back, I was teaching a client how to do dips, and this out of shape guy came over to tell us that we need to be going all the way down to the floor, essentially lowering our triceps 30 degrees past parallel. I thanked the man for his input, then went back to doing them my way. 3. Don't flare out your elbows if you can avoid it. The more out your elbows flare, the more emphasis on your chest. Elbows tight equals emphasis on shoulders and triceps. And 4, don't settle for cheap substitutes. Don't use dip machines or other isolation tricep machines. These don't recruit any of your stabilizer muscles. They put your body at weird angles and they don't give you full results. So stick with bodyweight dips. Now, once you can do 3 sets of 15 dips no problem, you have a few options to ramp up the difficulty. You can add weight. You could pick up a dumbbell between your feet, wear a weighted backpack, or wear a weight belt with some weight plates hanging off of it. At one point last year, I was doing dips with a 60-pound dumbbell between my feet, but it got too difficult to carry and it started to bother my shoulders. I'd recommend a weight belt or backpack if you're going to do dips with heavyweight. Your other option, and the better option in my opinion, is to go slow. Keep your abs tight and lower yourself ridiculously slow. Your body will have to recruit every muscle in your chest, shoulders, and triceps, including all stabilizer muscles, to keep your body under control. Personally, I would do dips without weight after you've already done an exercise like incline dumbbell presses. Rather than add weight, do them slowly and safely. There you have it, a great bodyweight exercise that will have your triceps popping out in no time, provided there isn't too much body fat covering them. If you have limited time in the gym or at your house, you can work out every muscle in your body with these 3 exercises. 1, squats or deadlifts. They work every muscle in your legs, abs, and lower back. Dips, which you just heard about, works your chest, shoulders, triceps, and abs. And finally, pull-ups or chin-ups. Those work your back, biceps, and forearms. Look at that. In just 3 exercises, you could do a complete full-body workout. Crank that workout out in 20 minutes, and then go play some Halo. You just listened to the post titled, How to Do a Perfect Dip, No Tobacco Required, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I completely agree with Steve about not going past parallel. All right, so you know how I've sort of mentioned and or complained about the fact that some folks in my family think my shoulders are too small, and partly that's because my triceps are too big. How did my triceps get so big? Well, dips. Just as Steve described, that's how I do my dips. I don't go past parallel. I begin by using my body weight, and then I would add weight accordingly, keep my elbows tight, abs flexed, and move as slowly as possible. He's right, there doesn't seem to be a great substitute for this basic compound move. So I used to have the same thought. Well, to get the maximum flexion, I've got to go all the way down, past parallel, and then come back up. Well, that's how I almost blew out my left elbow. Not only that, but as Steve mentioned, it became more of a chest exercise when I went down that low. So don't go past parallel, it's likely safer, and it'll keep that tension in your triceps. And yes, I know when you start to get tired, your elbows are going to flare out. You want to keep those elbows as close to your body as possible. Keep them tucked. If you start to get gas, that's okay. Take a break because we don't want you to injure yourself. So again, all great tips from Steve Kam. Now, before I go, and like I mentioned at the top of the show, we do book giveaways pretty frequently using our weekly newsletter. So if you want to be a part of that weekly newsletter and have a chance of winning that book giveaway and get some free tools to help you optimize your life, come by oldpodcast.com and join for free. All right, that does it for me. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.